Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is a classic from our previous host, Christian Sager. This one tackles the question of whether Wi-Fi signals are dangerous to we humans who live increasingly among them. But just so you don't panic, spoiler alert, the answer is most likely nope.
Are you there, Brainstuff? It's me, Christian Sager. Do you ever think about how with wireless internet floating around us that we're all just wading through gigabytes of HTML, MP3s, JPEGs, first-person shooters, and entire podcasts like this one? Even if you don't have a router and you avoid the library in your local coffee shop, Wi-Fi is everywhere. So your next question might be whether all that Wi-Fi is safe or not. What is it, and how does it affect a human body? Well, first, the term Wi-Fi just means a wireless network, not wireless fidelity. That is a common misconception. These wireless networks translate data into radio signals and then transmit and receive those signals via antennas. So, Wi-Fi is made of radio waves. These are part of the broad range of frequencies that make up the electromagnetic spectrum. We know that some radiation on that spectrum, like gamma rays, X-rays, or high-frequency ultraviolet light, can be dangerous. These waves are known as ionizing radiation. They're so high in energy that they can break apart atoms and damage our DNA. But the non-ionizing wavelengths are too low in energy to ionize atoms or molecules. Since radio waves, like Wi-Fi, are non-ionizing, they tend to be safe. The intensity of a Wi-Fi signal is rather low. Wi-Fi is most often transmitted at a frequency of 2.4 gigahertz, about the same as most microwave ovens. For comparison, a light bulb emits non-ionizing radiation up to 400 nanometers, which converts to, hold on a second, 749,481 gigahertz. That makes light bulbs over 62,000 times stronger than Wi-Fi. Wireless network routers also broadcast further distances than microwave ovens, which is important because every time you double the distance of a radio wave, you only get a quarter of its energy. That is called the inverse square law of physics, which means Wi-Fi's intensity drops off sharply the further you get from a device emitting it. If you're still wondering why microwave ovens cook food but your Wi-Fi router doesn't, consider a microwave oven's walls. They're specifically designed to reflect microwave radiation in very particular directions. That creates interference between the waves that results in standing waves, which oscillate in place in particular parts of the microwave. That's why sometimes your frozen dinner doesn't cook uniformly, especially without a turntable. Now, despite Wi-Fi being broadcast at this safe frequency, there are some controversial health concerns associated with the radiation it emits. And while there is no definitive link, the World Health Organization, also known as WHO, does recognize that some studies show preliminary connections between these types of radiation and human illness. They categorize it as a class 2B carcinogen, something possibly carcinogenic in humans at given exposures. Cell phones in particular have been scrutinized. Some disputed studies have also argued that children are more at risk from devices that radiate radio waves or microwaves, or that electromagnetic radiation is a risk factor for cancer. In 2011, WHO also classified mobile phones as possibly carcinogenic. But to date, there still isn't strong evidence, especially because it's difficult to prove a link between long-term tumor development and radio frequency exposure. Scientists continue to do research in this area, but your actual wireless internet connection does not seem to be harmful. And if you're still concerned, your other option is to wrap yourself up in aluminum foil to keep a few of these frequencies at bay. No, really, I'm not kidding. Aluminum foil creates a Faraday cage, which disrupts electromagnetic signals.
Today's episode was written by me and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.